everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and today is another wonderful PBS program day. Today is Saturday, and it's the 28th of April, 2012. So we'll go to the lightship probably 10, 15 minutes here. And because it's Saturday, let's just do a emotional clearing for people. Think of a situation that you've encountered, and we'll see if we can release that from you, that one particular situation. So here we go. Think of it now. So one, two, three, four, and five, okay? There we go. And just think of that situation now, and it should be pretty much released from you. You should feel like you're not actually attached to it, and you should be pretty much at peace with it. And if you, that's your emotional body. If you happen to be using your feeling body, then we need to do one for the feeling body. Not too many people are using feelings, but I would say maybe 10% of the people out there might be. So here we go. So if you're a feeling person, this should give you a lot more relief. Remember, the emotional body is first. That one gets clogged up. And then after that, next one that gets put online for you to protect yourself from psychic attacks is the feeling body. Here we go, a feeling body for the same situation. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so that should help you out, everybody. And we'll see if our co-host is on out there. So are you there, Kathy?
Yes. Hi, Ron. I'm here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Saturday Night, where Ron takes us to the Creation Lightship for special healing. And if you're new, you're listening to Ron Amatron on Creation Lightship Healing on bbsradio.com, station 2. And Ron is our ambassador and the only conduit we have to the Creation Lightship. It's the source energy where Jesus did his healings, which were instantaneous. So it's really quite a treat. Ron, is there anything we should prepare to do before we go to the lightship as on tour with you?
Normally, not too much, no. You just want to be kind of peaceful. You do want to be in your body naturally, so you don't want to meditate or do anything to prevent you from going there. But that's basically it. You don't want to do any healing modalities either that you may be used to doing earthly things, because that can take away your healing too. So you just want to just be there and just listen and request a healing. That's the main thing, is to request a healing that you may like to have. And the healings are effective as far as how much healing you get according to your genetic predisposition, which we could actually just call, you know, your faith. And your faith is according to that. What do you believe? What did your ancestors believe about healing? And I strongly recommend for everybody to do the 2,000 Year of Darkness clearing for maybe yourself. And you could also maybe do, you know, put up another screen maybe for your partner or something to get rid of this darkness energy that's going to probably prevent you from understanding what light is. And that's what the darkness put on everybody here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Well, thanks, Ron. I just thought I would ask if perhaps we could get some water ready. So being that this is Saturday night and there's people listening, I see in the fast chat from different time zones, such as Ed in Austria, I can identify him for sure. If we could do some, if you could possibly put light codes for peace or peaceful sleep into a glass of water.
Yeah, we could do that. So get a glass of water, everybody. And this will be for just peace energy for you. And when you get that, we'll do that here. And we'll give you about a minute to get your glass of water. So we'll just see if anybody's had any interesting events happening the last day or so. Time is changing a lot right now. I don't know if people have noticed that or not. I guess it's always changing. But time seems to be going go by a little bit faster now. Just been seeing a lot of weird clouds here, different ones out of the ordinary the last week that I haven't ever seen before. So I don't know what to say about that. You seen any strange clouds where you are, Kathy?
Today there were absolutely no clouds.
Oh, that's very
good.
And
we just had a rainstorm. Yeah, we had a lot yesterday and the day before. Nice clear sky here today. Nothing. Nothing up there but blue. But what I noticed that's kind of strange, maybe it's strange for here, but tell me if you think it's strange. At night, it's the sky is white sometimes. And so it's not dark anywhere. I mean, it's darkish. But I remember nighttime being very dark and relying on the moon. Now it feels like the moon's out all the time. Sky looks white up above.
Interesting.
Any response?
Very interesting. Let's see if anybody else sees the same thing. Because here it does get dark out. Maybe that's just a timeline where you're living. But that we'll just see if anybody else senses something like that. It's not dark as it could be. Wow, interesting.
Meanwhile, there's somebody, some people asking some questions here in the fast chat. I want to welcome everyone and thank you in advance for sharing everything that you do. It's just a delight to hear from you and where you're, what you're doing and what you're experiencing, and that you know Ron is here to help you with your healings and answer questions about the clearing. And so thank you very much for that, the greetings and the thanks for Ron. And Brian is asking, how do you release the emotions from us?
Well, what happens
is... Or maybe he's asking how does one...
Yeah, the light ship, I take you to the light ship instantly, and we look at your emotional energy, whatever I'm talking about, to be released or what you request for that one specific healing. And then they just clean the slate instantly, take away the drama and trauma, which could be your storyline for that emotion, for that event. You don't have everything taken away for other events of the same thing unless you do the whole lifetime emotional clearing. But this is just for one particular sample. You can see what it works, how it works, you know, how quick it is. And once it's gone from you. It doesn't come back to you. That's the way the clearings work. So it's that's why you want to have a whole lifetime clearing, so that you can get rid of stuff you don't even know what's bothering you that you're connected to energetically. Let's get our glass of water, everybody. And hold it in your hand. We'll bring in just a piece energy into the water for you. If you're back east, it's just getting late, and you may want to go to sleep. It'll be 11 o'clock by the time we get done here. So here we go. If you're further in the beyondo, it might be even later. So here we go. One, two, and in the dolphin energy. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, your water is charged up, so you can have it now or have it when you go to bed. Just have one sip of it now, see how it tastes. And I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Wow, mine tastes so smooth. Wonderful. Thank you very much for doing that, Ron, on behalf of everyone. And also want to mention that for people who are new and have never been to the Light Ship on our Saturday Night Live programs, it's an experience that will probably surpass by far anything, any kind of healing you've ever had. And I invite you to read the comments in the fast chat from those who are able to actually experience and see the different rooms that Ron takes us to as our ambassador. And then also take note of how you may be feeling, your body feeling, if you're getting warm or if you felt a little bit of a flush or something like that. It's part of a healing process, and I really like it when the people in the fast chat, the listeners, write what rooms they'd like to go to, because it seems like everyone enjoys all the choices. And it's very wonderful to have Ron escort us. We cannot go to the light ship without him, and healings are personal between you and the light being. So Ron always tells us that should you be listening to this on an archive, the healings and the trip to the light ship will not be live. They will not work. But you will get the benefit of the peace energy, which is something in itself very wonderful to experience. So thank you, everyone, for putting in your choices of rooms. And I see people are putting things down already. and they're thanking you also for the peaceful water and telling you it's very good. And some other people are noticing the same sort of cloud situation in their area, Detroit and maybe even New Jersey.
Great.
Okay, so Ron, back to you if you'd like to get us started. I think there's no more questions, really. So if you'd like to get us started to the
Sure. Yeah, what we'll do is the Mind to Heart drop, and then we'll go to the light ship. So this you should be doing yourself all the time. If you're a newbie, then you need to command your spirit to drop your thoughts into your heart. So we'll do that now. And I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to take your thoughts that's in your head, we'll say, down into your heart center. Then you won't have any thoughts. Where you want to be is out of duality. Here we go. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wow, that was a lot of people thinking, looks like. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That energy was very strong. It means a lot of negativity. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, yawning again. Man, somebody, you guys must be really hooked up, somebody out there, to the darkness. Thoughts, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Now you should be more at peace right now. Be able to have any thoughts at all. Negative one or a positive one is the same. It's still a thought. And it's still negative energy, whether it's positive or a negative thought. Still bad. So here we go.
Ron, we have a request for a light being. Maybe it's the non-gender light being. If you could please activate it to further enhance the trip to the light ship.
Yeah, we could do that. So just scroll down on the BBS page, bring up the light being. And if you're listening to an archive, you will not be going to the light ship, but the light being will still give you peace energy. Bring in the non-gender energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, that should be activated. You'll be able to actually see it physically change before your eyes. Monitor screen. We'll go to the light ship here. You can bring your animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And this, like I said, will only work for people who are listening live to the Saturday night program. So here we go. Bring up your pets and animals, flower, tree, garden, plants, like I said. Here we go. Going up. I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. We're there now. And the first room we'll go into is... This is the room that has, I'm seeing golden whales here, so we'll go into that room. Here we go. I wanted to see the golden whales. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Request healing. Just request one healing per room, the same healing. And next we're going to go into another location. And we have, looks like pink dolphins, so we'll go into pink dolphins. So you can also touch them if you like. Went into this room, so 1, 2, 3, 4, your hands out in front of you. You'll be able to actually feel the energy there. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Move your palm of your hands around and actually feel the energy. And we'll go into the flower room. You have large flowers. Here we go. So bringing that energy to us. Best healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And also in this room are the bumblebees. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Got ladybugs, so we'll do the ladybug room. Here comes the ladybugs. One, two, three, four, and five. And just kind of see how your body's doing now after you request these healings. Each one of these light beings are there to help you. They'll do what they can do with their healing modalities that they are using on the light ship. Remember, they're all doctors, and they're cross-training how to work with humans for the ascension process. They're taking on that life form that we're talking about right now, because they have to have a life form to be a conduit. Okay, we'll go into the room that has the rainforest. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and we'll go into the room that has white light energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room that has the kittens. The kitties are there. Three of them. They normally come in groups of three, all the light beings. So here comes the kitties. I feel their paws on you as you're laying down and they're walking on you. I'll request your healing again. This energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go into the room where the females will work with our face a little bit here. We'll just see if they can help your face out with the facial real fast here. Normally it takes about an hour and a half when I do that session for people, but we'll see what they can do. So here we go. Going into this room. So one, two, three, four, and five. Again, one, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. If your face is changing energies here. And we'll go into the food court just to have some nutrients now. And we're going into the area where they have the golden plates where you're putting your hands on. And you might feel your hands tingling, sampling the energy body is emitting right now, and they're seeing what you need. Going into the next room where they're going to energize your body. We're there now. And I'll count to 10 to energize your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels very good. Boy. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. go into the room that has the silver energy, the silver waterfall. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Also, we'll go into the hot tub room for body detox. We're in there right now. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everyone. Go into the pain release room, and then we'll be coming back. Here we go. And also, we'll go into the oxygen room. So here's oxygen number 15 coming our way. One, two, three, four, and five. Pain release. Request your healing if you have any pain. And here comes this energy. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's just see how your face is doing. Checking on the facial here. And again, here comes this energy. They're putting some kind of pinkish like lotion on your face right now. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Going to the last room, which is the amethyst crystal geode room. Here we go. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we're now giving thanks to the doctors for working with us this evening. Ready to come back down. Oh, here we go. Coming back down. Count to five. Animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming back with you. So coming down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, Kathy, how are you feeling?
Well, I just feel very relaxed and so renewed. After that incredible trip to the Creation Light Ship, I sound different to myself. I don't know if you can hear the difference in my voice.
A little different, yeah.
Huh? Yeah, I'm not surprised. Well, it is very effective. I don't see what you're describing or the rooms, but other people do. I feel it, though. I know I feel it. And other people in the fast chat are commenting on the tingling in their face, the air felt electric with silver water, they were heating up, they just enjoyed seeing that the white light around them, and they felt the energy. The amethyst room was so relaxing, and they just loved that pink lotion, and their faces buzzing. So I hope everyone got their request taken as you asked. Ron did take us to a lot of rooms, and it was probably almost 20 of them, and it was really quite a treat. So now for those of you who have never been to the Creation Light Ship, you just got a taste of it, including the non-gender light being, the mind-to-heart drop that where Ron put us into our heart center first, then the mental clearing, which really, really helped us a lot to begin with, and then going through the lightship rooms, just a sampling of them. So thank you very much, Ron, on behalf of everyone. They're just very grateful. And then can't believe they were up there. Shane says they were working on our throats, too. Bob says a lot of blockages were released. And so this is really great to know, because this is real. And the light beings are working on us, with us, and for us, for ascension preparation, which is the reason Ron is here. The reason Ron is our conduit and the ambassador to the light ship. He's here on a mission for us as the to help us with the ascension process, the true ascension. And so the densities we carry in our DNA are going to hold us back, so to speak. And the light beings and Ron help us a lot to clear them out. And they make it most pleasant. We just have to be willing to go and in tune with it and have a belief that it will happen. And to further carry out the healings, since we are so dense and we have lived here many lifetimes, it is real important to go to the light ship as often as possible. And Ron is really great about offering trips to the light ship on the weekends. He offers 3 Sundays of 8-hour calls where he just spends the whole day taking us through the light ship through various healings on the body. And we're just about to finish the month of April, which will be finishing tomorrow, April 29th. That's the last Sunday of the month, and then we'll start again. So if anyone would like to join, please do check the creationlightship.com website. Go to the events link, and it'll take you to a calendar and a menu of all kinds of conference calls and the different prices and packages and ways to pay. The fastest, best way is probably through PayPal, and you'll see different different conference calls Ron does. He does quite a lot for us, and so this was quite a treat going up to the light ship, where which there's nothing like it to be in source energy. So anyway, there's someone asking in the fast chat, maybe he's new, but Brian was asking if he was up there. He wants to know if he went up. The light ship, Ron.
If he listened when we first started, yes. It feels like it. If you're on BBS listening, you went up.
Oh, great.
If you don't,
well, it goes for everyone.
Yeah, it's for everyone. If you are maybe a minute or two late, you can still be taken up after that. Then you're not. So remember, not everybody sees or feels anything. So if you didn't. Said you were there, then that doesn't mean that you weren't there. But you're using your mind typically, but not always, but using your mind to try to validate your experience of being there. The mind's in darkness. Plus, I took you and brought you into your hearts at the beginning so that you'd be heart-centered when you went up to the light ship. So you probably would have a much better chance of acting, but you won't have your mind to tell you what to do on it. Plus, there's no mind energy at all on the light ship when you go there. But if you're trying to use a different system, which is the mind darkness energy, to validate a light ship healing, we won't have a clue of what's happening. It'll just invalidate it for you, saying that you probably did not go there. That's the way the mind would work, because it doesn't know anything about light. Back to you, Kathy.
And I just want to add to that, Ron, that for Brian and anyone else who's not quite sure, I can understand that, because I never really saw, and I still don't see anything. I just don't worry about it, because I know it's happening and I feel it. But I do sometimes wish that I could experience the food court, because some of that stuff sounds really good. Usually Ron will take us to the food court to celebrate someone's birthday once a month. So I hope you're on that call then, because we always get a little cake. And it's supposed to be really nutritious besides. So anyway, I hope that answers that question. And I do want to mention that some people do feel like they have instantaneous healings. Martha says her lungs feel much better already. And some people said they saw the golden, they felt the golden plates. They felt the energy, their face buzzing, and some things got fixed that were hurting and feel better. So that is really incredible. And it's just... it just takes time to experience this and understand it, or just to, you know, feel comfortable with it. But it does all happen so well with Ron as our ambassador. So, Ron, maybe we could take some calls tonight. Should I give out the phone number?
That'd be great. Sure.
Okay. Well, should anyone like to call, share where they're at or any experiences they may have had, or ask Ron a question about one of the healings or other relevant matters, the Station 2 has a toll-free number for the U.S. and Canada, which is 888-429-5471. Okay. Also, you can type any questions to the fast chat, and I'll be reading the fast chat for Ron. And we'll be watching for them. And thank you for putting the extra question marks behind the question so we can see that. Sarah's asking if there's a lightship session in May.
Yes, we'll be doing marathon healings again starting on May. Let me get up my calendar here.
Be that Saturday the 12th, right?
12th, yes, 12th, and then 13th. 20 and 27. So you have 8 hours on those 3 days plus 4 hours on the 19th. So you have 28 hours of healing on the lightship for the whole month. And even if you did the call tomorrow, then you'd still be on the lightship until the call started. Next month, if you're going to be continuing on here. So it's a very nice thing because you're in quarantine and they keep working with you continuously, getting rid of these alien parasitic life forms. So that's what we do. We also have the Tuesday calls, which are for boarding, boards released from you, from people. And then we also do the Wednesday, which is water charging and lightship healing. And we have another call on Thursday, which is our decloning call. So if you haven't been on that call, we're missing out on that call for sure. Have the replicas of you released. If you're listening and you haven't been on this call, then get on it. Friday we do the entity call, which is good too. But I think they're all good. I would say just slightly better might be the one with the own replicas of you being released, because that's something that
caller online
quite interesting. Caller. Is that a caller? So we got a caller out there.
Yes, go ahead, caller. State your name and question.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yes, I had a question for Ron. What is hologram and how does it work? In other words, does it work through our consciousness to create it? Does it work through a holographic machine to create a holographic environment and sky and what's up there? And does it also materialize from the a spiritual hologram? It's the spiritual. Does it materialize some way? Or just how does that work in our environment with us?
Boy, that's a good one. Well, first of all, the aliens do produce a holographic image that you're looking at, number one. Well, that's when you're not here and you're abducted, taken to the Beyondo, you still think that you're here. Or like we're talking about earlier, the sky is looking kind of whitish at night, not being black the way they're supposed to be. And that's probably another hologram that's being shown to you. One interesting one, if you wanted to see a hologram, you might want to look at some of the movies. A good one to watch is Adjustment Bureau. So watch that movie, and they're showing you what the holograms are like, how they can change timelines for people. And we had that one with a time traveler with, Denzel Washington, I think. I think I got his name right. And he had to go back in time where this boat was going to blow up or something, a ferry that carries cars on it. He had to change and go back into time, some kind of time machine, to save a person's life and other people's lives. So all these are probably holograms, because if they realize that things don't happen when they're supposed to, like on a prediction, that just means that a hologram is not being used that you're living in on that timeline, but it could be happening somewhere else. So, you know, to look at it more realistically on the holograms, the first thing is, are you creating the hologram, or are they using your energy to create it? I'm not sure on that. Very possibly, because your thoughts are very powerful. So you may have a situation where that is happening. There's a movie which is The Langoliers, Stephen King movie, probably kind of old. But that one is where somebody's mind, psychic energy, we'll call it, was in a lot of fear, anxiety, and they created a whole image over the Langoliers, which are some, you know, monsters that would be coming to get the person. I think the people that were sleeping on the airplane did not get taken there, but everybody who was awake did, including the pilot. So the plane actually landed with, a dozen people at an airport. And they realized that when the plane went through some kind of storm or something, that everybody in the plane disappeared. They were sleeping, so they were on a different timeline, a different hologram. Ones that were awake were not, but this is how one person's energy affected all these other people. Well, that's another way to look at a hologram. And remember, is the room next door to you there? Well, you're probably listening to the program maybe in your bedroom or den or living room now or something like that. I'll ask you, is your bathroom there? Okay? Is your kitchen there? You can look at it, maybe, and it'll look like it's there. If you close the door to the bathroom, are they really going to have that energy of film footage, right, for you to view there? Oh, very interesting. Just think if you closed all the doors in your house and you're just in one room, do you feel more comfortable? What I'm meaning by that is, If you sat in a location where you could view your whole house, that was a possibility for you, and then you closed out the other doors so that the only thing that you have is one room that you're sitting in, you're going to have more energy. Because it could be you creating those rooms on the holographic display. Because you maybe saw it one time, and now it's imprinted in you, and that room is materialized. So it's all very interesting how these things work. And, you know, is it you doing it or someone else? Well, if someone else knows how to do it for sure, maybe they're allowing you to also partake in that without you understanding or knowing about it. I was working with somebody, and they kind of mentioned that they felt that sometimes, like on plane flights, they are sitting in the plane, but they don't have the awareness that the plane actually took off out on the ground. And all of a sudden, they take this long flight, end up someplace else with their destination, but it didn't feel like the plane actually moved anywhere. Even though, you know, if you closed all the windows down in the airplane and you had a night flight, you probably wouldn't see anything. And are you really moving? Are you really going there, or are they just putting you onto another timeline and making the plane kind of move up and down a little bit, you know, so that you feel a sensation that you think you're leaving? And you have the monitor showing you where the plane is going, typically, if you have that in front of you. But, you know, is that all real? Is it really real? So, basically, that's what I see. Remember, we drive into the billboard. When you're driving your car and you become abducted, which happens quite often, then they create for you a scene, a situation, a billboard is what I call it, of where you're going to. And you may not even have any conscious awareness that you're not really on the road driving, but you are there because it feels like it. They give you the sensation that you're driving and that you're going this long distance, but are you really doing that? It gets a little kind of maybe scary for some people, especially when you lose your keys and you can't find them and they show up exactly where you looked, you know, or a coat. Or maybe you're wearing a coat and all of a sudden the coat vanishes, or a scarf, or maybe you had your wallet in your pocket and all of a sudden it disappeared and you go, where did I put that? Or maybe you misplaced something. Maybe you put something down and maybe you're eating and all of a sudden you go, where'd my fork go? And then a minute later, your fork appears next to your plate. And you go, well, how did that happen? Well, it's because you weren't here or it wasn't here, one or the other. and it now got materialized because you needed to use it. Maybe the race that was controlling you, the alien race, the unwanted universal travelers, or the ones from the Beyondo, maybe they had somebody who was just in training creating this hologram for you, and they didn't know how to do it completely right. And so you went through an experience wondering what's going on, and just they made a mistake. So that's the way things work. So back to you, Kathy. And thank you, Larry.
So, could I follow up on that, Ron? That so my understanding is that a hologram is something that is an invisible hologram, that they can create something invisible like a car and people coming out of a car. But if you run over there, you can put your hand through the car and the people. But then they have the ability to rematerialize those things that they're really there. So it's I also could travel through time to through a hologram, so to speak, invisible, and then you could reappear in another place and rematerialize. So it may be like a physical hologram. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that could, yeah. I would say that's probably correct, yeah. So, anything can happen in those areas. I don't know if anybody out there has been able to put their hand through even like a piece of paper or something and have it show up on the other side. Now, there's some people that know how to do some magic that can do that, or maybe put their hand through a wall or whatever. So they just happen to be connected to a timeline where that's possible. To everybody else watching that, they're at awe because they can do these parlor tricks. And they are real where they're living, but, you know, it's nothing really of the light doing this for them. Oh, back to you, I guess, Larry. I guess I kind of answered that question for you.
Yeah, I think so. They can a hologram, but I guess it'd have to be they don't transfer your car. They copy your car and transfer it to another location, and that'd be a hologram, a physical hologram of your car then. The way I'm understanding this, does that sound right?
Yeah, let's drive it into the billboard, yeah. And then you're copied, and, your car may not even be on the last timeline. No. It could be, but maybe not, you know.
Okay, I understand that better. It could be copies of what we have in our home and our car and our keys and everything. It could be copies, and that would be a hologram. Then that'd be transmitted back and forth.
Uh-huh.
I can understand that better. Okay, thank you, Ron.
Hey, you're welcome.
Bye, Larry.
Hey.
During the call, there's some comments on the fast chat, and Gary, who... Gary,
get a caller?
Who,
okay, we'll get a caller.
Okay, I'll get back to you later, Gary. Go ahead, caller. Please state your name and question for Ron.
You're a little low, Ed. You're way in the mud. About a 2% volume. You might want to call back, Ed, if you can hear us, okay? Hey, Kathy, we'll have Ed call back, I think.
Sure. Before Larry had called, Ron, you were discussing the special weekly clearings, and that's when I think Gary typed in his question about what's a good way to do some real good clearings, how should he get started. And so, Gary, I was going to suggest to you, and others I see have already told you about the special weekly clearings. You go to that link on the creationlightship.com website, and it'll take you to the page where there's all the conference calls Ron was mentioning. And there are several during the week, and they're held in the evenings. So you want to go to the conference calls page menu, and you'll see what he was discussing. And he did recommend the clone clearing, the entity removal, and then Wednesday is the healing on the creation light ship for an hour with water light code charging. And then Tuesday is the energetic cording removal clearing. So you'll have to look through there, Gary and anyone else who's wondering how to get started on getting some serious densities removed. And Ron does all the work. We just listen, or you can let him know you bought the clearing, but you're going to be absentee if you have to work or something and can't be listening. But it is through a conference call. It's not on the through the computer. So, okay, hope that helps you out. And thank you, Cindy, for posting the creationlightship.com website and the information about the clearing samples and radio links and the intensives. So I think Ed called back. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah,
you must have Verizon, huh?
Well, no, BVS has got a new phone, and they were trying to patch me in, and it wasn't working, but I called back, and now it is, I guess.
Right, okay.
So my brain doesn't understand something. You've told us that once we leave here in the true ascension, we go to the universe of true light, and we won't remember being here. You've also told us that when you leave, you're not going to remember us. Now, it doesn't make any sense to me, for the simple reason that the lightship has got a defense fleet. They remember what they're doing. They remember everything around them. They remember who they are. They remember each other as individuals. So how do you reconcile that you tell us that when we go there, we'll have no memory, and yet there are people operating there with obviously memories?
Very good question, Ed. First of all, when you're in the now, you have no history of the past. Now, on the defense fleet, they are waiting, and the defense fleet on the light ship is waiting for the darkness to cause a problem. That's why they're working with the military. The military, when they have a problem, the light ship will back them up. Other than that, the light ship is not typically going to go out to find darkness. It'll look for light. It's not going to go out there to look for darkness or terminate darkness because, it has something to do and it wants to do that. So everything in the moment has no memory. I'll put all of you where I live. You can actually sample that and try to read the fast chat or get some text in front of you, and you'll notice that you will not be able to typically make the words out. You can see the letters, but you may not have any way to understand what you're reading, as you don't have any knowledge of what the past was to know what that word actually means. So here we go. I'll put you into source energy, which is no time. I'll count to five. Remember, when you what happens when you go to source energy, because there's no judgment, remember, emotions are what people live with here. So people live in emotions, and your emotions tie you to other people. In the moment, then you're completely self-contained, and you're not dealing with other people's stuff because a reason to, because they have a different relationship to source energy like you do. So your relationship to source energy, which is yourself, is just experience in the now. But when you're in duality, that's where the emotions come from. But yes, when you do leave, you go to true light, there's nothing going to be attached to you emotionally to recall anything that you've done in the past, because it's not needed. It'd be like your DNA. So if you had DNA and it were to record everything where you've been, much like the Akashic Records that they talk about here, that would be the case, then you would have judgment. Everything is experienced in the now. That's why when you feel really good about doing something and you have the time go by so quickly, and time flies when you're having fun, that's because you're in more of that source energy than you were previously. So here we go. I'll put you where I live, and you can just see how you're going to be disattached from everything. Have to come back into duality to be able to understand what's happening here. You have to come back into emotion, and the emotions are the big dualities that's here. Here we go. I'll count to 10 to bring you into source energy, which has no relationship to time, doesn't know time, doesn't know darkness or anything else. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And most of you are there. I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So try to read some words now. And, you know, you should not even be able to typically think right now as thoughts of darkness. I have to step into darkness to communicate with you people. That's why I'm talking now, because I have to be able to figure out what to say. But I'm completely self-contained, and I'm not pulled into emotions, which will be courting me to everyone else. I don't live with that energy whatsoever. I'll bring you more into that zero space of source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is where there is no time. This is much different than being stopped on the timeline created by darkness. Not
okay,
having any
Rod.
Questions now, because there's nothing to be asking, because you're in true peace. We'll just see what the people say about that.
Okay, well, that part I understood real well. It's the part that how light beings on the other side. You explained our side real good. But I'm asking about the part I don't know about, which is the other side, a light being having no memory. How do they remember to run a computer that's got all designs of all the ships on it? How do they upgrade ships? They must have memories. Otherwise, they couldn't do anything. They'd just be sitting there in the now all the time. How do they do it?
Blueprints that they can work off of, which will put them into the next now with that blueprint. Everything just works in the now. It's really
okay,
hard.
But how do they remember they have a blueprint? You see what I'm saying?
It's like the chicken or the egg, what came first, in a sense. They do have a blueprint from their last moment in the now. But they need to do that. They could go from one moment in the now to the next.
Okay, well, let me give you an example. When in the universe of true light, everyone's in the now, they have blueprints they work with, but how do they know we're even here, trapped in these lower dimensions, artificial realities? How do they even remember that?
They don't know.
Then how do they become aware?
That's why I'm here.
Oh. So if you weren't here, they would never know.
If I wasn't here, like I said previously, this planet, according to light beams on the light ship, this place is lost to darkness.
Right.
And it's completely lost, and that's why very few beings actually ascended at the time of Jesus. So when the light comes, it only looks for light. It doesn't look for darkness. It looks for light. It looks for light kind. It looks for what it can resonate to. And that's the reason why the ascensions are so important. Last time, very few people ascended, and that's because they got taken into parallel universes. Naturally, the light may only see 50 people here at that time, and maybe those 50 people ascended, hypothetically, okay, out of all the millions that were here, probably. And, you know, that's kind of the way it works. The light does not know. Doesn't know darkness, doesn't look, it just knows light. And it finds light in itself.
So how did
the gift that the light has, which is probably one of the major drawbacks, look at it with mind energy, is because it doesn't have any memory of the past.
So how did you remember to come back?
I must have had some type of automatic time sequence with that prophecy like Jesus made in the Talmud Emmanuel, so that foretelling of me coming. So I had to have brought forth the energy to know about coming at the end of this particular energy sequence of time. Otherwise, wouldn't have come.
So there's some kind of spiritual timer reminders going on somewhere?
I don't know how to answer that, that genre, okay? I just don't know.
Okay.
I know that I'd never come back here again.
You're fed up too, huh?
Well, I should have financial backers out there to help me with what I'm doing, because the light can't force anybody to do anything.
Right.
So because this planet is mainly controlled by the darkness of aliens and their timelines and their God energies and stuff, I don't have anybody wanting to come forward so far, that I know about anyway, to put me out there into large auditoriums. The churches definitely have their own agendas going on, where they have, you know, people doing healings, et cetera, or, you know, they're out there on the media a lot doing things. Or other type of venues. But,
My wife just came back from a trip where a friend of hers she was visiting brought her to a psychic that was having a mass meeting just for entertainment, and she said that the guy probably pulled in. She figured out how, it was $150 a ticket. The hall was packed. There was like no empty seats, and she figures the guy must have took in $65,000. And she said the whole thing was he was providing a service of something they needed and wanted, which was they all wanted closure that their dead relatives are okay now. And he was giving it to them, and they were willing to pay for that. So I just thought I'd point that out. It was a marketing analysis she was doing. So I just, that's the whole thing. If you could find this key thing that everybody's looking for, the crowds would just get enormous.
And
or if something happens in the environment, and there's something happens bad in the environment, or let's say the banks call and go bankrupt or something, people are going to be looking for answers. So maybe that's what's in store. I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't know. You know. Oh.
Okay.
It'd be interesting.
All right.
If I wouldn't come back and without having some type of support system in place, That's what I need, is to get out there more.
Yeah.
And be able to help people more. But so far it hasn't come materialized yet. Could happen tomorrow, but I started doing this from 2005 on. It's supposed to only be a 3-year gig, basically, what I was going to be doing. It's well over that. So, anyway.
Well, maybe if we all start doing the prosperity clearing, it'll happen.
Yeah, maybe it will.
Okay.
I just need somebody else out there with deep pockets, be able to understand what's happening. I know I've probably been listened to by many people who do have deep pockets, but they somehow maybe mind energy takes over, and the aliens don't want them to do anything. So they may go sideways, but it's all conjecture, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, I've had that happen so many times. Mr. McCabe, I'm going to do this. You better believe I'm going to be out there. Then they go to sleep. They wake up. They forget all about it.
Yep, the implants go off. They say one thing and takes them over. Yep, and then they got what they said.
Yeah, that was the source of the depression I was talking about the other night, how that just kept happening over and over. what they don't really want, you know? But it's not bad. It's they're really controlled is what it is.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's that's the way it works. That's the darkness plan. But,
okay, well, thanks for helping me understand.
Okay, hope that helped you, Ed.
Thank you.
What I'm hoping will happen before we close this show here is that there will be some alien race out there that is tired of darkness. They've been running us ragged here, taking people's energies for a long time, and they probably want to finally come into the light as they finally realize that their scheme of what they're doing is running out. Maybe I'll have some these dark side aliens slip over what I'm hoping for, but who knows. Anyway, our next show is Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, and I hope you'll enjoy the light ship. We have our 8-hour marathon call running at 10 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time. Back east, that's 1 o'clock. Everybody, we'll see you later. Blessings to all of you. And next Saturday, being that it's first Saturday in April, May, we're going to the light ship or birthday parties for that month. So you want to remind me. So anyway, blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, callers. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.
Good night, everyone.